Off the Ball. GAA.
I'm actually thinking I probably need to stay fit if I do want to come back and play for Portlaoise next year. So
wow, proper
that
ringer.
Get me, please. Just, yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. Just like with Jalan, was
put
it?
Put myself in the shop window here.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland. A proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Friday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. Coming up, we hear from Caelan Doris, Ronan O'Gara, Joe Schmidt and David Campese ahead of tomorrow's test at the Aviva. There's a debut in the Munster front row for tomorrow's URC fixture with the Emirates Lions. And Jack Carty and Santiago Cordero return to the Connacht box for their date with the Vodacom Bulls in Galway. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Ireland captain Caelan Doris has paid tribute to Cian Healy ahead of his record-breaking appearance against the Wallabies. When he's introduced off the bench tomorrow, the prop will be out on his own on 134 caps, the most ever for an Ireland international. Doris arrived out for today's team photo at the Aviva, hand-in-hand with Healy, and says he's been a huge presence in the dressing room.
Yeah, he's a great fella, very popular amongst the squad. It's funny, like, I've obviously watched him from not quite my primary school days, but early secondary school days, and remember him exploding onto the scene and changing what it was to be a prop. He was so dynamic. Some of his carries back then, we were actually watching some of his highlights during the week from his debut against Australia, funny enough, in Crow Park, but some of his carries so explosive, like stepping backs, skill set, and his longevity has been unbelievable. Like 134 caps is just wild, and how many he's had with Leinster as well. And I think that's in large part testament to how well he looks after himself. I had the pleasure of rooming with him in Ireland for about 4 years, and he's up to all sorts of tricks in terms of his recovery. Sometimes sleeping on the ground with his legs elevated, sleeping on acupressure mats, mindfulness, and even all sorts of cold showers, all sorts of different little hacks, loads of stretching, and it stood to him in terms of his body and the ability to stay going at this age. He's very much so his own man as well. Pete was kind of saying during the week how he hasn't changed a whole lot since when he first came in. He's got his own unique and obscure hobbies and does his own thing off the pitch, but he's true to himself, which is a good thing.
What exactly are those hobbies?
Knife making, did rollerblading when he was younger, big into coffee, a bit of a coffee snob, these sort of things.
Tomorrow's test will be Andy Farrell's final match in charge of Ireland before he takes a step back to assume the role of Lions head coach. Simon Easterby will lead the team through next year's Six Nations, and Doris says the players will have a huge part to play to make that transition a seamless one.
Definitely have a lot of faith in the other coaches as well. Like, Faz is unbelievable. And when you've got such a big figure leaving, you kind of think there would be a void, but it does tend to happen. I know from the likes of Sexton and Erzy leaving, it kind of gets filled. Of course, you miss them, but the void gets filled by other people stepping up and the load being spread across the group a little bit more. So I'm not sure how it's going to work, but there's definitely a lot of trust in the other guys as well.
Tomorrow's test will also serve as the second main piece of the IRFU's 150th anniversary. The first saw Ireland's women run in 6 tries to defeat the Wallaroos in Belfast in September. Special retro jerseys will be worn for the occasion, which were presented to the players last night by legendary Ireland at half Ollie Campbell.
Yeah, it was very cool. Obviously, given the week, it's one in celebrating the history of Irish rugby. So it's a special week in celebrating that. And he's obviously been a key figure and had a pretty big role in the history of Irish rugby with the 1982 Five Nations back then, his part in the Triple Crown, I think it was, wasn't it? He was speaking to Cian, obviously both old Belleville guys, but he was just saying how it's a unique jersey to represent, and what makes it special are the people who get to wear it and the pride and honour in it.
On this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, La Rochelle head coach Ronan O'Gara gave his view on the selection of Sam Prendergast over Jack Crowley for tomorrow's test.
I wasn't surprised. There's obviously, I know the position inside out and I can see it from afar. I think Jack took over the number 10 jersey with aplomb, hit his straps incredibly impressively in the number 10 jersey. You're going to fall, and when you fall, you need good people around you. Now Jack needs good people around him. Prendergast coming in, who has a lot of buzz about him. What we don't see is we see what his 100 minutes of playing time, but like the coaches see whatever, 40 minutes on a Monday, 80 minutes on a Tuesday, 80 minutes on a Thursday. We saw what happened in the last World Cup in the fact that, we didn't twist on Johnny in the quarterfinal, which there was no, I suppose, alternative in his eyes to come off the bench. Now, 3 years out, you have his position, which is the most important position on the pitch in my view.
Is this a major worry for Jack Rowley now, or is it the right amount of concern to keep you
motivated? A major worry is something you don't control. Jack Rowley controls his game and what he can do on the paddock.
Well, there's two lads, and maybe even three lads, with Frawley being unlucky as well, vying for that number 10 shirt. How do you keep everyone happy? Or is it, as you say, down to the individual?
You don't keep everyone happy. I think that's the reality of it.
Legendary Wallabies winger David Campese also joined this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast. While his stance on Joe Schmidt has softened in recent weeks, Campese would still prefer to see Schmidt make braver selections.
Obviously, he's not where he wants to play. But Tate McDermott is a very, very smart number 9. And you've got Donaldson, he's a good player. But if you're going to say one guy is the best number 10 in Australia, but you don't play him, there's a problem, isn't there?
But he sees them as finishers, maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, rugby's a game for 80 minutes.
Mm.
To me, it was like, when we played, remember, we didn't come off.
Yeah.
You stayed on. So it was exhaustion at the end that teams won. Now you've got a whole new scrum coming on with 20 to go. Or you bring a player on with 5 minutes to go. What are you going to do in 5 minutes? No, really?
Mm.
But it's professionalism.
Yeah.
That's professionalism. Got to give everyone a run. You can talk to a lot of the older guys, the younger guys. This is the way the game is. This is what we've created. But again, you know, the Grand Slam's gone. You know, even before the tournament, Joe Smith wasn't really worried about that. He was worried about the Lions next year.
Mm.
You know, then all of a sudden they win two games and then it's back on. And it was disappointing in Scotland. But I just said, I watched the game. I said to Craig Chalmers, I said, looked like they were just hoping it was going to work, you know. And it's sad to see that, because we've got to wait another couple of years to get the monkey off our back from 40 years ago, as Tommy Lawton said. But that's our history, and we've got to look where we've come from. And these guys have got to look and say, well, we had a chance. You know, it's like this week has got to be, they've got to go out there and just give whatever they've got. You can't expect to just turn up and going to win against Ireland.
But regarding player production, the Wallabies head coach believes there's still lots more to be done to rectify issues down under.
Yeah, they're a little bit clogged at the moment, and the pipeline has become a little bit fragmented and probably narrow. And what we're trying to do by getting people excited about the top end is probably capture a few more of the players that may otherwise have gone to rugby league. It's a pretty constant threat. There are 18 rugby league teams that play in the NRL, not all of them based in rugby areas or in Australia, but that's a constant battle. Obviously, Joseph, even being over here, experiencing what he's experiencing over here, it's very hard to do that in the NRL. Rugby is a much more, I think, global game. He's been pretty excited about getting out and getting into the rugby circle. And so, you know, there may be other youngsters coming through the school system at the moment, just like Joseph did. He went through King's School, played rugby union right through school, but was also captured by the Roosters rugby league team and played really well for them. So, we'd love to get a few more of those guys, but the players who actually come out of schools and are highly competitive. And even I went to a club that had 6 senior teams, the most senior teams I'd ever had in Sydney. And, there are kind of green shoots. And I suppose it's our responsibility as the Wallabies to make sure that we can provide a bit of sunlight for those green shoots.
Off the Ball is coming to the 3 Olympia this January as we preview the 2025 Guinness Six Nations in the company of some rugby royalty. In the green corner is Off the Ball's Brian O'Driscoll, and in the white corner, England's World Cup winner Austin Healey. England's World Cup squad member Austin... England's 2003 World Cup injury cover but didn't actually play, Austin Healy, with some more special guests to be announced. It's all with thanks to Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
And we'll have some great prizes on the night, including match tickets for the home games against England and France. Tickets on sale now from €23. Go to offtheball.com/events for more.
Off the ball.
Munster handed debut to recent signing Dion Bluller in the front row for tomorrow's URC visit of the Emirates Lions to Thomond Park. The prop recently arrived as short-term cover from the Sharks as Munster battle an injury crisis in their front row. Bluller will start in a front row alongside Dermot Barron, who captains the team, and the vastly experienced John Ryan. Further back in the field, Munster's injury problems are starting to ease. Thakir Abrahams starts for the first time since September's defeat away to Zebre. Alex Nankivell hasn't played since the loss at Croke Park and returns to the centre alongside Tom Farrell. Dennis Leamy signed a new 2-year extension as defence coach this week, and he's looking for them to give a good account of themselves tomorrow.
Yeah, look, it's a big game, and you know, we're kind of used to playing in big games. The last few years, most weeks it's felt like big games, and certainly it has that that feel. And they're a quality side. They're a really good side. They've had a great start to the season, and they've got an awful lot of threats, so they deserve an awful lot of respect. A big focus of what we've been talking about the last couple of days has been focusing on ourselves and playing with a little bit more freedom. And trusting what we do well. And the last couple of weeks have been really good and really strong in terms of putting in place processes around developing the game plan, you know, doing deep dives around aspects of that needed improvement. And I think we've had a really strong 3 weeks, and Ian Costello's done a great job in bringing that all together, getting our building, you know, really smooth in terms of a working group. And, you know, we're really hopeful that will come out Saturday night and you'll see a big performance.
So that Munster team will have Mike Haley at full back, Shane McCarthy and Thakir Abrahams on the wings. Tom Farrell and Alex Nankivell are the centre partnership. Billy Burns starts at out half. Ethan Coughlin is at scrum half. Dion Bluller, Dermot Barron and John Ryan are their front row. Evan O'Connell is in the second row this week alongside Finian Witcherly. Jack O'Donoghue starts at blindside flanker. Alex Kendallin on the open, and Gavin Coombs is named at number 8. The replacements bench for Munster is populated by Niall Scannell, Kieran Ryan, Stephen Archer, Ruan Quinn, John Hodnett, Paddy Patterson, Tony Butler and Shane Daly. For the Lions, Quan Horan starts at full back, their wings manned by Richard Creel and Edwill van der Merwe. In the centre then, it's Henko van Wyk and captain Marius Love. Cade Volhulter is named at out half. Morn Vandenberg is at scrum half. They have a front row of Joanne Schumann, PJ Botha and Asanathi and Tal Bakanye. Ruben Schumann and Ruan Delport are in the second row for the Lions. Jared Kearns starts at blindside flanker. WJ Steenkamp is on the open, and Franca Horan is named at number 8 for them. Jack Carty starts at half for Connacht for the first time since round 3 of the URC, with Vodacom Bulls visiting the Dexcom tomorrow. After his involvement with the Pumas this month, Santiago Cordero returns to provincial action, continuing a stint on the wing, which began for Connacht last month. Dave Heffernan starts at hooker following his release from the Ireland camp, and Sam Illo is fit enough for a place on the bench, having been out since September. Both of Connacht's defeats this season have come in inter-pros, and as they strive for a return to Champions Cup action this season, Pete Wilkins has been asked if the likes of tomorrow's game are must wins.
I don't think it's must win URC game 7, but I do think we all understand the importance of our home performances and our home results. And you know, for us, we were, you know, you can argue it different ways, but essentially we were one home win short of being in that top 8 last season. And we looked at that Lions game, South African opposition just flown in. And we didn't do the business. Now, the Bulls are respectfully a bigger challenge again. But you can't slip up at home. And, you know, particularly for us, 3-3 going into the break, in terms of wins and losses, it's satisfying only because of the bonus points we picked up in defeat. And we can't rely on that either. We need wins. So, look, massive challenge, but also the opportunity on the other side of it. If we're able to do the business, I think we all understand the connotations of that.
So that Connacht team will have Shane Jennings at full back, Shane Bolton and Santiago Cordero are on the wings. Piers O'Connor and Cathal Ford are in the centre. Jack Carty and Ben Murphy are the halfback partnership. There's a front row of Dennis Buckley, Dave Heffernan and Jack Ainger. Joe Joyce and Al Murray are in the second row. And it's a back row of Josh Murphy, Connor Oliver and Sean Jansen. On the subs bench for Connacht will be Dylan Tierney-Martin, Jordan Duggan, who'll make his 50th appearance, Sam Illo, Darren Murray, Paul Boyle, who's edging closer to his 100th appearance, Quaylen Blade, who'll be one away from 200. 100 after tomorrow. David Hawkshaw and Seamus Hurley-Langton. There's a couple of Springboks back in the Bulls team for tomorrow's game, with Willie LaRue starting a full-back and Kanan Moody on the right wing. The left wing is manned by Seb de Klerk. In the centre, then, it's David Creel and Harold Forster. And out half is Johan Goosen. Embrose Papier is at scrum half. They have a front row of Alalutho Chakwenmi, Acker van der Merwe, Francis Klopper, Ruan Vermark and JF van Herden are in the second row. Marcel Kutsia, ex of Munster, of course, starts a blind side flanker and will captain the team. Kobus Visa is named at open side flanker, and Selimpilo Kagumede will start at number 8. And finally, the redevelopment of the RDS won't be fully completed until August of 2026. Leinster are playing this season, of course, their home games between the Aviva and Croke Park, as a new Anglesey Road stand is built at the RDS and work to renovate the old grandstand is carried out. A three-sided arena will be operational for next year's Dublin Horse Show, and the RDS and Leinster will work on finalising the timing of the team's return to that arena. But it looks as if at least a portion of next season will also be played away from the Ballsbridge venue. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, on Monday. Till then, have a brilliant weekend.